Hey Av, we're holding in Siman Kuf Chav Gimel Halacha Gimel. We're going to Siman Kuf Chav Dalet Halacha Dalet. So we're discussing Suda Mafsekes, very interesting concept of the big meal, Erev Tisha B'Av. So the simple understanding is to make sure that you're able to go through the fast, so you have to eat properly. And therefore, but there's halachas, that the last meal has to be, there's limitations. And therefore, the simple understanding of the last meal has to be basically a bread with an egg and ashes. However, and that's usually not going to be enough for a person to survive. So what they do is, and that's what the Kitzus says, is really based on the Ramah, is that before Mincha, you have a geshmak, a big meal. I don't say geshmak, you're not allowed to eat meat and stuff, but you have a meal, a proper meal. Then you have Mincha. And then afterwards, close, meaning about that day, an hour before Shkia, or even a half number Shkia. The main thing is you have to stop before Shkia, a few minutes before Shkia. So then you sit on the floor, and you have a piece of bread with ashes and an egg. Some put the ashes in the egg and the ashes also. Now this is the best way. Again, there's different customs. And some actually explain that the big meal is actually connected to the fact that it was a yontif. They used to have this meal during Bayit Sheni when they weren't fasting. Amazing. So like there's a remez to that meal, that yontif. But in any rate, one thing one has to be careful is not to have a big meal and then like mamash a few minutes afterwards to sit down and make a wash again and have the bread with the egg, because A, it's symbolic. Number two, we really say almost it could be a question of baracha. And C, mamash like you're not even hungry. And your mamash could be a chilagaso. So you have to make sure that it's spaced out. That's the best thing to do. Plus, the three people don't sit together, and even if they did sit together, you don't do zima. And a person has to be careful, like we mentioned, to make sure that he stops before Shkia. Okay, someone that's fasting throughout the year, Mondays and Thursdays, and ended up being that Erev Tisha B'Av was Monday or Thursday. So the halacha is that in such a actually it'll be like that this year. Not this year, it wouldn't be this year. But if it was Thursday, we don't have we don't have Tisha B'Av coming out on a Thursday. But at any rate, the point is that he doesn't, it would obviously not make sense for him to fast Erev Tisha B'Av and then to fast Tisha B'Av again. So what he should do is actually the first time that he sees he has a Yuritza and Erev Tisha B'Av, he should stipulate that he's only going to fast until Chatzos. So Chatzos, and that's also considered a form of a fast. And then he would have Mincha Gedola and have a proper meal. And then close to before Shkia, have what's called the Suda Mafsekes that we described before. Ben Hashmashos, which means after Shkia, basically for us today, one is not allowed to do anything, they're not allowed to do Tisha B'Av, so if you have to take off your shoes before Ben Hashmashos. There's a debate I saw in the Peskin whether you have to sit already on the floor or not, or the small or the low chair. But Lechatchila, it is a custom that everything kicks in at Shkia. Hechas Tisha B'Av itself. So here we go. At night, so let's say this year is going to be Wednesday night. So people come to shul, they take off their shoes. And really, like we mentioned already before, you're taking off the shoes before Shkia. The custom is to take off the parochas from the Aron Kodesh. Why? It's based on the pasuk Bitza im rasoi, which is understood based on the Midrash. That means that Kivyachal HaKadosh Baruch Hu tore his clothing, like a malbushin, the clothing of HaKadosh Baruch Hu were torn. And it's customary to make it very dim. So you only have like one light, and today the equivalent would be with our electricity to make it like dim it as much as possible, but you're not that you'll be able to read what you're saying. And the first thing we do is a Sheikh Sibu Davin's Aram Marv. We do it slow, with crying, like mourners. And at night we don't say Nachem. Nachem, the custom is at least Ashkenazim is only to say by Mincha the next day. Some Svardisha communities actually do it also already in Shachis. And actually, the halacha, it's important to know that if someone's eating, they would say it in benching. That's a very, I think, an unknown halacha. Now, after Shmonesa, you say Kaddish Shalom, with Tiskamel. You sit on the floor then, you light a few candles more to make sure you're able to read Eicha and read the Kinais. And you say Eicha, and slowly crying, and on each Eicha, meaning you stop between each pasuk, and especially between the one Eicha and the next, right? There's five chapters. Baruch Hashem, in our shul we do with a cloth. So there's a debate if you make a bracha on it or not. But each echa you get a little bit louder. And really slowly, slowly, you're so to speak giving yourself chizuk until you get to the end. And you get to the psukim Ashiveinu Hashem Melech Avinu Shuvo. Basically that we're asking Hashem to take us back. And that said already recited by the everyone and recited out loud. And then afterwards you say about the Kodesh and Kaddish, but you say Kaddish Shom without this Kabbal. That's the custom. Why is that? It's based on the fact that the Pasuk says also in Eichal Sosam Tfilos, which means that our Tfilos, so to speak, have been blocked. So we don't say this Kabbal. Very powerful symbolism. Similarly, in the morning, by Shachis, you skip Tiskaba until Mincha. Now, anyone that's not davening, even if someone is davening individually, doesn't have a minyan, they could still read Eicha. And in fact, also, look at Pesach Shavuot, it's a quote that the women also have in the very beginning to say Eicha if they can. When it comes to sleeping, so we change a little bit to make it more uncomfortable than the usual. Old base of people use two pillows, use one pillow. The custom actually used to be to take a stone, like Yaakov Avinu, reminiscent of Yaakov Avinu, when he was lying down, and some actually lying down on the ground. Whatever you can do to make it a little bit, feel the Churban, and to remind ourselves of the fact of Yaakov Avinu, Vayikach Mavnei Amokim, he took the one of the stones. And in the morning, Shachris morning, what do you do in the morning? So the custom is, by most places, not to put on tefillin until Mincha time. It's based on the Pasuk tefillin that's called Pe'er. The Gemara Masech has mentioned this also in the Sukkah. By Yecheskel Novi, the bottom line is, we don't put on tas and tefillin until Mincha time. Now, the Mekubalim do. They're actually daven with tefillin. So don't be so, if you find that you're seeing someone wearing double tefillin or whatever it is, and it's Mekubal, then you know why. If you're a Sephardi, you put on tefillin and sit and tefillin and tas at home, say Shema, and then you go to shul, you don't wear it. That's the custom by the Sephardim. The custom also is that you wear what's called tas katan, a small katan without a bracha, and you come early to shul. Now, coming out to shul is only going to be good if you're not going to leave early, have nothing to do and be bored the rest of the day. But Baruch Hashem, today you have so many different ways of connecting, as they say, connecting to the spiritual Wi-Fi of Tisha B'Av. But especially someone that was sick every day should continue doing so. And when it comes to davening, so we say Mizmor L'Saida. The Shliach Tzibur also says Aneinu between Goel and Roife. Right, that's in Chazar Shashat. Like every time, every fast, you don't say Birkos Kahanim. There's a debate by the Sfaradim, but if you do say Birkos, but the custom Ashkenazim and not until later on in Mincha time. To mention Elokeinu Elokeinu Baruchinu Baruch Hashem Shel Hashem, interesting reasons why. After Tefillah, you don't say, you say only Chatzi Kaddish, you don't say Tachnun. Why is that? Because Tisha B'Av is called the Moed, that incredible dichotomy. Part and parcel of the Avedis is also building the future. And then you take out the Sefer Torah and you read Kisa Lid Bani, which is from Parshas Vayeschanan, three Aliyahs, and it's interesting. There's a very interesting minhag, which a kitz also quotes, that someone that gets an aliyah should say quietly before he makes the bracha, Boruch Dayanu Emes. Some actually announce it before the kriya, the Baal Kriya does. After kriya sadoi, you say Chatzi Kaddish, you say a beautiful haftarah v'asoif ha'sifem from Yirmiyahu HaNavi. This is also said in the Nigun of Eicha. Very interesting. You bring back, you put that at the secretary, you sit on the ground, and sit on the floor, and you start saying kinois. Sitting on the floor, if you can't sit on the floor, typically you'll sit on something small, low. And there's a whole debate if it has to be below the Gimel Tvach or not. So whatever a person could do is good. You know, if a person, if a woman's pregnant, someone's not feeling well, someone's old, there's definitely an Indian season in regard to sitting on the floor. But as much as possible, the best is definitely to sit on the floor completely. And you're supposed to say kinos until close to weirdly Tzoraim in the afternoon, like the Mincha time. Afterwards, you say Ashrei, you finish up with Ashrei. So, I mean, before Mincha time, you say Ashrei, you finish up with Anum Natsech, Uvali Tzion, and you skip the Pasuk of Anizois, we see. The reason for that is because it looks like you're creating a covenant for the kinos, for the lamentations. And also because Anizois, please, is referring to turn, you know, we're not supposed to learn Torah, we're not supposed to learn regular Torah. That means to say we're supposed to learn Torah. In fact, the Divya Yatziv, beautiful piece that he has, he describes that there's a mitzvah, Talmud Torah, also in Tisha B'Av, just you have to know what to learn. Now, in the house of a mourning throughout the year, mourner throughout the year, other than Tisha B'Av, you do say Venizos, we see. And that's because everyone else has a mitzvah, Talmud Torah. Now, you save after Kodesh and you finish with Kaddish, Shalem, like we said, but you skip Tiskaba. And then you say Aleinu Kaddish Yosam, you don't say Shira Yichud, you don't say Shira Shayom Yosam, you don't say Now that's true only if someone ever does. Meaning if someone has, let's say, the Korban, so he says Korban, so when he's allowed to say, that's what the person said. And it's a proper thing, and we actually instituted this in our shul, To say Eicha also during the day, to repeat again individually, or sometimes even collectively, to read Megillas Eicha. Have a beautiful day.